full name. She's going to have to correct me, but I'm going to try it on my own because it's very challenging, respectful, and energetic to say the name out loud. Gabriella Guglielmo Minolti Travel. Did I say it close? Can you do it for me?
It was perfect, Michelle. Perfect. Well done, you.
Thank you. And Gabrielle is an expert in understanding women's menstruation and how it affects their personalities, their character, their energy, how they behave, how they love, and all of that. All that becomes of women, and probably men as well, humankind. So thank you so much for being here. And tell me first, how did you get involved with the topic of menstruation? Because it's often so taboo. So how did you get involved?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on your summit, first of all. And second, yes, it was a strange story. How one gets involved with blood is a bit strange. Plus, it's taboo blood for some reason. And so, what happened was I always, for some weird reason, tracked my cycle, not knowing what for, but it just happened, and nobody instructed me to do that. So obviously, maybe unconsciously, I knew there was something there for me. But how I ended up doing what I do now and being a menstrual coach, it's as follows. I went through, in my 40s, through a very stressful time in my life. Basically, three major things happened all at the same time. Divorce, work redundancy, and also losing, as a consequence of those two, my social background. So I really, all of a sudden, everything around me collapsed. So as you can imagine, I was a bit stressed.
Yeah.
And what happened was, not immediately, but after a year or two, I started having an erratic period. Now, because I've been into alternative medicine for a long time, in personal development, so, you know, I knew that nothing happens, like, you know, by mistake or randomly. So I knew that if I wanted to understand a bit more what my body was telling me, I had to look maybe into something alternative rather than just go to my gynecologist and understand the usual question and maybe being given a pill. And so I kind of expressed the desire, let it go, saying that, I wanted to understand more. I wanted to understand what was behind it, why my body was basically calling my attention. And so what happened was, we are always heard, even if we think we are not. So several years later, I came across an email, as one does, as we have many more that we need actually these days. And it was a conference call, and the subject was the wisdom of menstruation. And it was happening on the 8th of March, which was, as you all know, International Women's Day.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, ooh, what a lovely coincidence. So I tuned in. And this was an interview with this lady who is a psychotherapist called Alexandra Pope. And she has developed a body of work around menstruation. And so she spoke about this. And I really got hooked. I was intrigued. So I went to her workshop. And this was March 2009. And that workshop happening in London. So London is a kind of international capital with people coming from all over the world. So in this room, I was in good company of women coming from very different backgrounds. And I realized two things that day. Well, first of all, how much trauma and negativity is attached to menstruation. And for me, it was a discovery because in my case, I never... Yes, I discovered that maybe it was a bit of a taboo subject in my country. I come from Italy, but I was never in pain. I had nothing major happening to me in my life as a woman with menstruation. So for me, that was an eye-opener because I thought, wow, how come so many women, you know, have this thing that obviously happens every month, which is natural, that should be normal. It's a trauma every month. Oh, gosh. First of all, that was an eye-opener. And the second thing was that that day I realized, having been to this workshop and I haven't found out the deeper layers and meaning of menstruation, I realized that as a woman, if I had heard this information when I was a younger lady, a younger girl, it would have allowed me to unfold differently, definitely be more conscious, more self-assured, more self-accepted. I would have been totally different. And so I had a moment of grievance and I felt really deprived of something that it should be every woman's right. But that was it. But then the consequence of that was that I realized at the same time, okay, but what can I do right now that would allow possibly and help other women not to be in my seat, the seat I'm sitting today, feeling deprived.
Yeah.
What can I do? And so, funnily enough, I had this moment of total clarity where I realized that my purpose is to, because I always loved women and everything feminine, but I wasn't really sure what to do with this, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So that day I became clear that, you know, that I had to do something to help other women out there in the world not to be in my position. And that's how I came to what I do today. And I have to say that among the many things that I discovered that day, because I had, since my early 20s, been in the personal development world, so came across many different therapies, I've been reading many books, done lots of workshops, and spent a fortune. But I also realized that majority of all those things that I learned, which are okay, they're good, I'm not detracting anything from that, but they were all mainly taught by men. And obviously, they're different because men and women are different. And so I realized that possibly the missing thing that always escaped me was in there. And so that's why I think it's so important to do something to make women realize and be aware of their period, which is, I call it, the best friend of a woman. Not a curse, not a taboo, not at all.
Yeah.
But it should be a lifelong journey for a woman to discover her womanhood, her femininity, and the person who came here to be. It's not just a question of having menstruation because, yes, maybe one day we want to become mothers. Yes, that's the natural purpose of it. Fine, nobody wouldn't be alive without it. But mainly, it took me a while to understand this, but mainly as a woman, if you don't give birth to yourself first, how can you be a conscious mother? How can you be a good mother? Especially if you will have a daughter. Because what are you going to hand down?
Yeah.
And also, if you have a boy, what are you going to hand down to this future man? Prepare him for life, because all men have women in their life, right?
Yeah, definitely. So what about now, you talk about different phases of some women have like a traumatic experience, and I know many women that have. So what is, I guess the question is, how does a period affect a woman, or menstruation affect a woman? What are the different ways, or what are the different, I don't want to say symptoms, but responses?
Yeah.
So if there's something emotional happening, what does the period take a certain course, or how does that go?
Yeah, let me, that's a good question. Let's go through the season. This journey. Please be adventurous and come with me on this journey. And so you will understand a bit better what's the importance of it, why I call it the best friend of a woman. So for everybody to understand it in a simple way, we've all been acquainted with the season, I mean the normal season, you know, spring, summer, autumn, you call it fall in the States, but autumn or fall and winter. So even if you live at the tropics and you just know two seasons, I'm sure you have experienced it through the internet or because of your travels or somehow these days, you know, it's easy. So we all have experienced the season and we all kind of know that in different seasons we feel in different ways and we do different things, we think different things and we have different interests and so we pursue different projects or stuff. So it's no different to a woman, who goes through the month. Because those four phases that happen in a woman's body, which are the pre-ovulatory phase, which is the first week that a woman goes through after she has finished bleeding, and then the second week, which is the ovulatory phase, when a woman's body, you know, ovulates, so basically if she has sex, she can conceive a human being. And then we have the premenstrual phase, which is the following week when, you know, if the egg hasn't been fertilized. So the womb starts kind of preparing the endometrius, which is the lining of the uterus, to be expelled during menstruation, which is the last week. Okay, so menstrual phase. Now, this is what happens on a physical level in a woman's body. But this also entails a whole different feelings, actions, planning for a woman. So let's go through the phases. Now, pre-ovulatory phase, which is the first week when a woman's finished bleeding, is comparable to spring. And in spring, we are full of energy, full of joy, full of encouragement. We feel optimistic, altruistic, all sorts of things. And because we are coming out of winter, where supposedly we are rest a bit. So we need less sleep. And we tend to wake up to life again, you know. So it's like in spring, everything is blooming and blossoming in nature. And so we feel that way. It's a season when we start maybe new courses. We are much more interested in maybe having new friends or making new friends and maybe resume those things, the project that we left behind the year before or whatever. So this is exactly the same energy that the woman goes through in the pre-ovulatory phase. It's like her inner spring. And then, in the second week, when she goes into ovulation, it's like summer. So a woman in summer is like blooming, you know, she's really radiant, she's full of energy, she's a yes lady. She says yes to everybody. And that means that she can multitask better than normal. She can be social, networking, and organizing parties, and all sorts of things. Basically, she's a bit of something for everybody at the same time. So, in her body, you know, on a physical level, she is ready to accept, you know, the visitor possibly to conceive. So it's the same, you know, if she weren't that outgoing, that couldn't happen. So that's the type of energy she goes through. And then though, in the following week, what happened is that the fall, the autumn approaches, which is the pre-menstrual phase. And like in autumn, we start feeling the chill in the air. So we are not as altruistic and as positive as we used to be in summer. So we start kind of counting our pennies in our pocket. So which means that we are starting looking into what is working, what is not working. We need more rest. And so we become more critical because originally in the old times, you know, autumn was an important season where we should be careful and use wisely our time to rally all the you know, harvest products, produces, because that would sustain us in winter. And that's exactly the same energy a woman has in the premenstrual phase. So that phase that it gets the bad press, unfortunately, is definitely misunderstood, because it's normal that a woman is in review phase. So it means reviewing at all levels, you know, practical level, but also psychological and emotional. She's not available for everybody any longer. And it's okay, it's natural. So she has to put up with her inner voice, her inner wisdom and discernment. So she knows that, you know, if it's a no, it's a no. It's not a yes, and that's it. So it's a very good season where she accomplished a lot, much more than possibly in the spring, because in spring we are very kind of outgoing and we don't focus that much. But in autumn we do. And then what it happens also, she's preparing for winter. Her inner winter is the menstrual week, which is comparable to the her inner winter. When we are in winter, we are not that outgoing. We prefer to stay in front of the fire with a hot drink, maybe, you know, with our pets or whatever, but we need more sleep. And also at the same time, what's happening is on a consciousness level and on a psychological level, her psyche, her conscious and unconscious mind, they become better friends than normal. So it's a week when she goes in naturally. She becomes, maybe she might have more dreams, and they might be very revelatory dreams. So she's more permeable, which means that she becomes naturally psychic. She needs more, and it's a time where she really needs her time, her silence, and because entering her own space allows her to understand about herself more. And this also will be very useful for maybe her family, her friends, whoever are her acquaintances in the following week, when she will be in spring again. So it's important that now she gets her rest, and she kind of rallies herself around her own fire. So as you can see, you know, during that month is not every day the same thing. Absolutely not. And what's also, why I'm saying, just to answer your question, why menstruation, meaning the let's call it menstruality, the awareness of how we are during this whole month, not just that week, okay? Why is it the best friend of a woman? Because if we think a bit higher, we go a little bit at a higher level, we understand that we naturally are designed by nature to be different during the month. So it means that if we are connected with this inner design, it's a natural process to unfold the four parts of ourselves. So that's why we are different. But it's positive, because if a woman is conscious of this, she really unfolds beautifully. And then when her menstruation, her periods will come to an end, she's become a whole woman with so many skills at a higher level than she was at menarche when she started bleeding.
Okay, that makes sense. And what about what about a woman who, because a lot of the women that are going to be viewing right now are between 35, 55 years old, so we're talking perimenopause and menopause, so where is that? Let's
go a bit level higher, so we can understand a bit better about a woman's life rather than just the time when she menstruates. Okay, if we go at a higher level and we look down and we start seeing a life of a woman, we can see that those four phases, they reflect also in her life. Because the first phase of a woman, until she starts menstruating, could be in her teens years, you know, between 12 and 16, it depends, it's different for every woman. So that first phase of her life is her innocence phase, it's her youth when she's young, a little girl. And so that phase is really similar to our inner spring.
Okay.
Because we are innocent, we're full of energy and courage, and because we don't know. We are also naive, because a little girl is a little girl, and her purpose is to be a little girl, okay?
Yeah.
So that's the first spring, and it's, we can compare it to the archetype of the maiden, young maiden.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second phase of her life is when she menstruates. So her menstruating years, they can vary, of course, from woman to woman, but they tend to be more or less between 3 and 4 decades, okay? And that's comparable, in a way, to, to 2 seasons, let's say, to maybe if we want to divide it into 2 great chunks, her younger years, so maybe between the late teens and up to 30, she's in her summer, so similar to the inner summer. So it's the season when a woman's blossom can become generally, but I don't know, as a mother, so she's very active, she is very something for everybody, she can have children, so then of course she will have to multitask for obvious reasons. Yes, and she's beautiful, you know, she's really what we can see portrayed in the media, you know, with a devious, with some bias, but let's not get too much critical here. And then let's discuss the second part of her menstruating years. Let's consider, for easiness, her 30s and 40s, okay? Because it's comparable to our inner autumn. And this is a fundamental age, which is so misunderstood, because a woman in her 30s and 40s, she changes. She mainly changes every decade, as a rule of thumb. But especially in those 2 decades are very fundamental for a woman, because she starts being like we are in a premenstrual phase, starting looking at herself and her life and see what is she's interested, that's important, what is working, that's important to her. So she starts waste less time, energy, you know, she's not something for everybody any longer.
Okay. Right,
starts
right,
to be
right.
More discerning. So this is a very important thing to know for a woman, because then if you have that awareness, you know that those decades are 2 decades in your life are really fundamental for you to prepare you, pay attention, to prepare you then to go through the perimenopausal or menopause period, which is fun, again, very important and critical for a woman, especially in our society, Western society. There's so much misinformation, and again, we are biased because it's all doom and gloom.
Yeah.
I want to reframe this for you. Menopause, or the menopausal initiation for a woman is the time when she starts before she starts bleeding, she goes through that transition. And this you can only know if you are menstrual aware and you track your cycle every month. You will see, you have to do your own work, and you will see that you, towards the end of the premenstrual phase, your inner autumn, you will start seeing that your energy level goes lower and lower. Till to a point you reach a standstill when if you really feel into your body, you feel this stillness before you start entering menstruation. And this is comparable to our menopause. We start slowing down. And of course, if you don't know anything of this stuff, and you just read the papers, and you are influenced by media, you know, there isn't any of this. Initiation, what it is, all bullshit. It's not. A woman has to go through the menopause is like graduation day, because if a woman has been menstrual aware during her, through all her menstruating years, she has really unfolded herself emotionally, psychologically, spiritually. When she reaches menopause, it's like you finish your studies, now you got your degree or certificate or whatever, and you become your power. This is important. You become your power that will lead you and guide you through the last phase of your life, which is the best phase of your life, which is comparable to menstruation, which is the, we also can call it crown time or wisdom years, or as you prefer, you can choose your own. That is the time not of decaying, not of aging, is the time where you can, you are here for yourself and mainly to help the world, to give your gifts. But your gifts, they can only be there if you have developed them and you become aware of your wisdom during menstruation, during, I call menstruation, but during your menstruating years is more accurate. So can you see now that you have the whole life, right? You know, we are at a higher level and we start seeing a picture, we are starting seeing something that is positive, it's very exciting, and it's not that doom and gloom that we read in the paper.
Yes, or we see. It's horrible, yeah.
You know, and because in our Western society, you know, what is valued is being young, looking like a Barbie, having no brain, because otherwise you clash against the system, and meaning system, meaning patriarchy, or anyway, you know, the we have been run by men for thousands of years, so of course there's been a conditioning for women.
Right.
But it's time now for women to get back their power, and I'm not saying it's time to go to war, you know. It's getting the power, meaning is the, I call it the silence revolution of the feminine wisdom, right? So this is what to me means to become a goddess. It means to value yourself, because through menstruation you have really you know, you come to know yourself so well that you can read through people. They don't need to open the mouth. You know already what they're saying. You know, but you arrive there. And this is the gift of every woman. But if a woman is never encouraged and just prays for her looks, for how many children she had, or stuff like that, where is our reward?
Yeah.
Where is it, our reward?
That's so amazing. I know we had talked earlier, and so my thesis was on menstruation, and it was very hard to get that approved, but because it was taboo. But just the word menstruation alone, if it's broken down and you look at Sanskrit and Pali, it means ritual. And so it's like this beautiful ritual that women that women experience, and they see it as a curse or something negative, but it's actually so beautiful, and blood itself is life. And so everything about being female is about life. It's about giving life. The ability to give life is incredible. And women who are younger, who may be looking and fearing the future, can connect with you to be able to ascertain and feel more comfort where they're going. And women that are maybe in what they call perimenopause, which to me never has made sense, because everything's perimenopause. Everything's before menopause. But anyway, a three-year-old is technically perimenopausal. She hasn't gone through it yet. Anyway, women that are in what they call perimenopause or menopause can also connect with you. So what are the different ways that women can work with you in different stages of their life, or different seasons of their life?
Yeah. Well, it's very important that they become acquainted with themselves, because you see, just me talking about the season, it means nothing to a woman if she doesn't discover for herself. It's just academic. So I like really making women so aware that they discover because they do it themselves. Then it starts becoming something practical and useful that you can use on a daily basis to your own advantage, because you have different powers that, of course, they unfold in the four seasons. And so if you can only discover them if you are tracking your cycle, and then tracking just means quite simply just following it and see at the end of every day what is it, what has been for you. But then, and you make notes, because we forget. And then you can go back and start seeing a pattern. Then you see, oh, look at this, how I'm unfolding during the month. Then, of course, you will see that you unfold through the year in a different way, through the different real months, calendar months, I mean. Uh-huh. And then you will start seeing a bigger picture for yourself through maybe, let's as a rule of thumb, every decade, you know, how you change. Because a woman is totally different in her 20s. To her 40s, you know.
Yeah.
And you have different goals, you have different interests and roles, you know. If you have been a mother in the earlier phases of your youth, you know, when you are 40s, they tend to be your children, not children anymore, they are grown up. So, you know, that's one of the big crises of women, you know, that they put everything in motherhood. And then when the children, they go, they fly the nest, what is left for them?
Right.
And they divorce because they realize that the person they fell in love with a few decades earlier is not the same anymore. And
right.
Think, oh, I don't like that any longer. So, and it doesn't have to be that way if we conceive our life as a beautiful gift and as an adventure, really, that we go through to grow. You know, and I'm here to say, you know, you're not just one person. You know, again, to make it simple, you're at least four different persons. See, discover them. Otherwise, how can you first give birth to yourself, because that's the first duty, and then share your gifts with the world if you are not aware of these four different women that are part of you?
Yeah, that's beautiful. And so women can connect with you and they can coach with you, correct?
Yes.
So they can one-on-one with you. I don't know if you have group coaching or not, but I know that you have the one-on-one coaching. Do you have any group coaching right now? Or
I do workshops, but I'm considering also maybe starting online kind of workshop, because that it's very empowering when you have in the same room or virtual room different women. Because sometimes having different backgrounds, you know, you have maybe a woman who has got the experience, and by sharing the experience, you might realize, oh, but I never pay attention to that, but I have that too. So that's a fantastic synergy that unfolds. And also, I've been running now for years a women's circle, and normally at the new moon, because the new moon is the apex of the female energy, you know, and so it's more in tune with planting new seeds and for women to connect with that energy, etc. And that showed me very clearly every month, you know, how as women we were meant to sit in a circle, and we were meant to, you know, to be sisters rather than competitors, because of what I just described, you know, a young maiden or a young girl benefits so much from hearing the experience of an older woman
who has
gone through the adventure of her menstruating years, and she has seen a lot, she's heard a lot, she's done a lot. And that's the way, the natural way to prepare, you know, to give, pen down a legacy, you know, which is organic, natural, beautiful, rather than the way our society you know, emphasize just beauty and then cosmetic surgery and menstruation is a bother. Just something you have, use a tampon so you won't see it. But no.
Thank you so much. Well, everyone, you can definitely see the links below. So if you're driving, and I say this in almost every interview, if you're driving in your car, I get that you've been listening, but definitely open up the page when you get home, check the links out, visit the website, and I'm going to give you a little scavenger hunt to give you some things to look at as well. And I want to thank you so much, Gabriella, for this time, and it's been amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle, for having me. It was a pleasure. Thank you.